What do we know about predictors of treatment benefit? I see at ESMO there were a couple of papers trying to correlate these consensus molecular subtypes with the benefit from Bev.
Right. So there's some data that says CMS1 out of randomized data looking at, for example, the 80405 study that showed that CMS1 is a subgroup that responds much better to bevacizumab than cetuximab. Conversely, in overall survival out of 80405, they thought that CMS2 responded better to cetuximab than bevacizumab. So it was the inverse of the CMS1. So that's a kind of an intriguing hint. Now, the question is, how do you put all this together, right? And how do you put together sitedness and the CMS subtypes and the mutation profiles and really kind of build a comprehensive viewpoint of the tumor biology? So we're not quite there yet. CMS is, the classifiers are now moving into clinical labs, but they're still, what to do with them in day-to-day practice is still something that we're figuring out.